All this year, we've been speaking with people behind the scenes in the campaigns, and today we hear from Joe Trippi, a top advisor in the John Edwards campaign. Months before the race shifted into high gear, Edwards was spending most of his time campaigning in Iowa, and polls show he's in a tight race there with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. With so much invested in Iowa, Trippi talked about where Edwards needs to finish in that state.
Third for anybody would be pretty tough to take, including us. But I think if we can win or take second here, and we intend to win, but we think we can survive a second and carry that momentum into New Hampshire, South Carolina, and February 5th.
You know, I spent a lot of time in Iowa recently, and one of the things that I heard from a couple of the voters that I talked to there is that they understand that John Edwards plans to take on the big corporations, but they're still not clear on what he plans to do. Has the campaign done a good job of spelling that out?
Well, I mean, no other campaign will even talk about it. I mean, you know, the fact is the oil companies are writing our energy policy. The drug companies are deciding what our Medicare bill has in it, you know, prescription drugs, generic drugs. I mean, it's all been the healthcare industry and the insurance industry stopping universal health care. You're not going to stop it by hoping people will get along and they're going to walk away, leave their profits and power on the table just because we asked them nicely. You know, John Edwards believes you're going to have to fight them. And to do that, you need a fighter as president who's an instrument of the will of the people. And so it's that kind of battle. It's the president working with the American people to stand up against the money, not to stand up against the other politicians, but to let the people know where the money's flowing, who's taking it, and who they need to stand up and contact to vote for what's right and not do what the corporate money is telling them to do.
Joe, I want to ask you about the Des Moines Register endorsement for Hillary Clinton. The paper 4 years ago had endorsed John Edwards. And before we go on, I want to take a quick listen to what the editorial page editor Carol Hunter had to say about your candidate.
We just ended up finally deciding at the end in a different year with a different set of candidates running that we started fearing that his message had also become a little bit too harsh and that perhaps he himself might be something of a dividing figure instead of a uniting figure for the two Americas.
Now, the paper also said in its editorial that that they too seldom saw the positive, optimistic campaign that they found appealing in 2004, that his harsh anti-corporate rhetoric would make it difficult for him to work with the business community and forge change. Did that make the campaign think at all that they had perhaps struck the wrong note in the campaign?
No. We think they're wrong. I mean, look, we've been trying to do it that way for 25 years. For 25 years, the corporations have been throwing their money around Washington. I mean, somebody has got to stand up and say enough. And, you know, actually John Edwards is one of the most optimistic people I've ever met and that you'll ever meet.
But I think the newspaper was saying that that optimism was overshadowed or perhaps even drowned out by what they saw as a negative tone.
Make a mistake here. There is no independent Republican or Democrat in this country who doesn't believe Washington's broken, that our politics is busted, and that we have to unite across party lines to fight the real problem in this country, which is corporate greed and politicians in Washington who take their money and do their bidding. And if that sounds negative to a newspaper editorial board, I'm sorry. This candidacy and John Edwards is going to speak the truth to the American people. We're not going to walk away. We're going to stare our children in the eye and tell them that we're going to meet our moral responsibility to pass a better America onto them. And we're not going to skirt that responsibility and just let corporate greed destroy what this country's about, ruin the middle class, and threaten American jobs and our children's future.
If you live in Iowa or New Hampshire or maybe South Carolina, one of those states with an early contest, you probably see or hear from Elizabeth Edwards fairly often. Folks in the rest of the country might be wondering how she's doing right now.
She's doing great. I just talked to her last night. She's out there a lot campaigning. I think right now she's probably getting ready for the holidays with Kate and Jack and Emma Claire down in North Carolina, but she'll be right back out at it in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. She'll be very active.
Joe Trippi, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
That was Joe Trippi. He's a senior advisor to Democratic candidate John Edwards.